Let's start with a song. There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight. Who sang that? Steve Simmons, Steve Buffery, Toronto Sun.
Melody?
You guys. Herman's Hermits.
Who I saw this summer, by the way.
What a perfect segue into the NHL. I'm saying there's a kind of hush because no one's talking. The NHL talks have gone dark in terms of the media. Does that say anything to you?
Well, it says to me just that they don't care about their fans that much. You know,
so by not telling you what's going on, that says to you they don't care about their fans?
Yeah, I do. I think they should keep – they're always talking about it. It's about the fans. The players and the owners say that. I think they should keep everybody abreast of what's happening.
I think the best thing they can do is lock themselves in a room, not come out until they have a deal, and don't tell us a word.
See, what
until,
I really like is –
because, frankly, I couldn't care less about their hole or their whole loaf of bread or whatever it is they're fighting
but for. But I really like the fact that you're arguing with Buffery, but you're looking at me, right?
Yes.
It's like you're going exactly opposite to what
I could turn and give it to him,
it's
too.
It's like talking to Steve when you're at some biggest soiree and a big shot walks in the room. Suddenly his eyes avert to the big shot, and you're not there, but he still talks to you.
So players have stopped tweeting as well. Do you think that that's a Donald Fehr ordered, okay, guys, no more shots at ownership?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what he's done a nice job of keeping the players together on this, and he's keeping a nice job of informing the players of what's going on. And I think he's basically said to them, guys, nothing good can come out of that, so let's put it to rest for right now.
It sounds like paranoia to me. I mean, you know, if guys have something on their mind, let them tweet it or say it. I don't like that idea. They did that with the owners, did they not? And I just think it's the wrong thing to do.
So what we know is that the talks resumed late in the afternoon today. We don't know where this is going, but where do we think it's going? Do you think that this is the beginning of the end of the lockout?
Yes. And I think this is the beginning, but I don't know exactly what we're talking about in terms of ending, other than I've had that November 23rd date in mind from day one, because that was the day the NBC deal began.
This has got a Churchill feel to it. It's not the beginning of the end, but it may be the beginning of the beginning.
Yes.
Yes.
And I think at least there's something resembling speaking the same language now, which there hasn't been before.
I agree. And it just sort of makes me wish that they didn't cancel the Winter Classic last week. I mean, you know, if suddenly they're back talking, something could come the next few days. Put
what
it back
do you
on.
Care about the Winter Classic? I find this to be... Hold on one sec. I find the Winter Classic to be, as like a guy, a hockey guy, right, who watches a lot of hockey, to me it's just another game. It's just like, and there's nothing wrong with it. Don't get me wrong. This isn't a criticism, but I always wonder about hockey fans, why they care.
I don't care much about it. You don't care much about it. I suspect my friend Buffery doesn't care much about it. But the guy who's got a chance to pack up his family and see an NHL game that he doesn't normally get to see and have an outing and have a weekend and do something different and celebrate the game, or the guy at home that doesn't watch hockey all year long in the United States who will watch on January 1st, because more people watched the Winter Classic last year than watched five of the six Stanley
Which
Cup
is
final
crazy.
Games.
Do you think, if you take the pie, let's say that the pie is 100% last year at the end of the season, so all the fans in North America who are fans are now fans of that, do you think that there will be a decline in the percentage? So that's 100%. How many fans do you think return?
What are we percentage? Talking about who come to watch the games when they finally get back?
Yes.
I think it's going to be huge in the States. I think, you know, they don't fall hockey like we do up here necessarily. And I think with the economy being the way it
is. So do you think
still,
they'll take a hit? Is
oh,
that what
I think
saying?
It's going to take a huge hit, more than people are letting on.
I would love to see them get a hit. I would love to see that happen. But if you go back 1 year ago, the NBA played a 66-game season, and it was a messy season with all kinds of injuries and all kinds of problems, and they had record
yeah,
profits.
Yeah, but the NBA's here. In terms
no, but they
of
had record
star
profits.
Star power and everything else. The NHL's down here.
I think the NHL looks at what the NBA did financially in the last lockout, and they look at what came. They came out of 2004 with, and the reason they gave the players 57% is.
If you guys want to hold hands, go ahead, because your hands are really close to one another. I got no problem with that at all.
57. When they gave the players 57%, it wasn't of $3.3 billion. It was a figure far less than that. They never believed they would get to that 3.3 billion.
Steve Simmons, Steve Buffery, it's Steve's today as we go to break.